Great to be with you all. I'm riding really high. I was at our convention last week, and it did what it was supposed to do. And what that is to uplift, inspire, and motivate. So I'm on fire. So the title of my talk is Imagination Gives Birth to Personal Evolution. And I want to start out with a quote that I think frames the whole talk. As French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, "The world of reality has its limits. The world of imagination is boundless." Imagination, also called the faculty of imagining, it is the creative ability to form images, ideas, and sensations in the mind. And the common use of the term is for the process of forming new images in our minds, new images of what it is that we want to do, what it is we want to have, and who it is we want to become. Imagination not being limited to the acquisition of exact knowledge or by the requirements of practical necessity is largely free from any objective restraint. Everyone possesses some imagination ability. In some, it's highly developed, and in others, it may manifest in a lesser form. It presents itself in various degrees in different people, but like all other skills, it too can be developed, it can be learned, it can grow. Imagination has a great role and value in each of our lives. It is more than just daydreaming. We all use it, whether consciously or unconsciously. We use it for our good, and sometimes we use it in a way that doesn't serve us well. We use our imagination when we worry. Did you know that? So what are we imagining? Things that haven't even happened, things that haven't occurred. And they're usually worst-case scenarios, not best-case scenarios. So we're going to focus today on consciously using our imagination to create the life of our dreams. Isn't that wonderful that we have that tool available to us? As you all know, it's one of the 12 powers of man. We use our imagination when we're planning an event. What happens? We imagine the event in our minds first. We think it through, we rehearse it, and then we take the necessary steps to make sure that we bring that idea, that vision to fruition. That's what planning is about. Planning is forecasting into the future that which we would have become our reality. However, imagination is not just limited to only seeing pictures in our minds. It includes all of the five senses and the feelings. Once there is a mental image in mind, one can imagine a sound. And I don't want you to accept my word for it. I want you all to just turn within for a moment. And I want you to imagine that you are hearing the ocean waves, the tide flowing in and flowing out. But get the picture of the waves first, flowing in and flowing out. And once you have that image, you should be able to hear those waves. Stay in that place, because now I want you to imagine tasting your mother's or your grandmother's favorite dish. You know that dish they prepare for you that you absolutely love? Just imagine that. For me, it's macaroni and cheese. Not only can I taste it, I even smell it. You can come back now. But our imagination ignites all of our senses. Why is that important? That's so important when you want to step into your yet next to be. You have to feel it. You have to see it. You have to envision it. You have to smell it. You have to have a sense of, you know, who would I be once I step into my greatness? Our imagination prepares us. It's the dress rehearsal for stepping into our yet next to be. So everything and all experiences have their starting point in imagination. Everything that was ever created was an idea in someone's mind before it became a reality. The imagination and the activities of our imagination is what drives us, and it's also what drives the world. Where do you think our inventions come from? Our new technological advances, they were first imagined in someone's mind. So let me impress upon you the link between our imagination and our personal evolution. Since I made up that title, now I've got to make it make sense. So we'll go back to the very, very beginning. The very beginning being the etymology of the word imagination. It comes from the Latin word imaginary, which means to picture one's self. So that's why this power that we have available is so critical for our personal success, because by definition, we have to be able to picture ourselves doing, being, and having that which our heart desires. I would say that it is through our imagination, not in and of itself, but through our imagination for the most part, that creates the very life, the very experience that we're having right here and right now. Regrettably, many of us have been directed away from consciously using our imaginations. We've been told that imagination is nothing more than fantasy, and it has no place in the real world. Be practical. We've been taught that imagination is only for those in creative fields, artists and musicians, and it's child's play. Yet, our imagination is always operating. We are utilizing that faculty on a continuous basis to explore and to create situations and experiences. So within our imagination, everything is possible. Did you hear that? In our imagination, everything is possible. And Carl Jung, the father of depth psychology, talks about it in this way. He says that from our imaginations come our fantasies. He said that there are facts embedded in our fantasies. Now, how could that be? If a fantasy is something that we create in our minds and it hasn't been made manifest in the world of effects, how can it be factual? So he goes on to give this example. He talked about the Geneva Convention. He said that was an idea in the minds of world leaders. It was an idea that came to pass. And so he says that the treaty that was signed is a fact. Did they not sign a treaty? Yes, they did. And so he says that there is fact and fantasy. And so he goes on to talk about having these ideas, and most of the time these ideas are impulses that we receive from the Most High, right? The desires of the heart are from the Most High God. And so these world leaders envisioned more cooperation between countries. They made agreements around engagement. They also talked about mitigating to the extent that we can war, using diplomacy to work through differences. So our imagination is so valuable to us on an individual level and then also on a global level. If you employ your imagination consciously, it can become your greatest collaborator. It can allow you to move from the mind of what is so that you can create in the mind what I long for, what I yearn for. And taking conscious control of your imagination involves shifting your focus from reality and allowing your mind to live within the creative power of your dreams. In other words, you occupy the dream as if it's already been fulfilled. And for your dream to become reality in your life, it must first be created within your imagination. And to do this, you begin by removing your awareness from your current reality and placing yourself in the reality of what you want. And in the mind's eye, you begin to picture the experience exactly the way you want it to be. You hear what you need to hear. You feel what you need to feel. You add all of the senses to what you are imagining, and then you step into the movie. And the more you occupy your mind's movie in its totality, the more likely you are to manifest it on the physical plane. Charles Fillmore said this about imagination. He said, out of the omnipresent substance, your mind forms whatever it wants by the power of your imagination. If you already have taken the other steps, you can picture in mind the things you desire and bring them into your manifest world. It's important to point out that although it sounds as though the imagination does all the work of bringing forth a desired manifestation, this is not correct. The imagination does not cause manifestation. It only produces the mental image of that which is to be made manifest. And it's with the aid of the other 11 powers of man that your idea then becomes a reality. The creative power of imagination has an important role in the achievement of personal success. Understanding how to use it correctly and then putting that knowledge into practice for your own and others' benefit will put you on the golden path to success, satisfaction, and happiness. It enables you to see the possibilities, seeing all that might be and how it might be done. It marks the power of your imagination when you have that ability. Your imagination stands as your own personal laboratory. You have the opportunity to rehearse the possibilities. So, for instance, when I'm planning to deliver a new seminar, and I did so at our convention, it was a big deal because I'm working with spiritual beings, enlightened beings, on undoing their unconscious bias. And so it was new. I had just designed it. But before I stood in front of my audience, it was probably comparable to the size of this audience, I had already delivered the workshop. I had already anticipated the questions. I had already planned for the objections in my mind. And so I was just there because I already had the rehearsal, stepping into the movie and letting the movie play out and unfold. So that's how we use our imagination. We rehearse what it is that we want to happen. So when we imagine the life of our dreams, I doubt seriously that we imagine it exactly the way it is, our current life exactly the way it is. When we use our imagination, we're usually thinking about a higher level of being, we're usually thinking about better conditions. If we have some discordant condition, we are imagining that our bodies are whole, perfect, and complete. We're not imagining ourselves with that condition, are we not? So the imagination is what enables us to continue to move forward. The imagination is what gives us hope in a lot of situations when we are experiencing circumstances and realities not of our liking or our choosing. So dare to dream. Dare to dream. Think beyond your current existence, and you may have a good life. But what about having a great life? A wonderful life? Whatever that includes, whatever that entails. So for your dreams to become reality in your life, it must first be held in consciousness. You must first have the mental equivalent of that which you desire, that which you choose. So what I want you all to do is, you know me. Yeah. What that means is I engage you. I involve you. I'm a facilitator. That's what I do. So I need you all to get up, stand up. And those of you who took Prosperity Plus One know this exercise, and I'm here to remind you of this exercise and how powerful it is. And those of you who didn't take Prosperity Plus One, it's an introduction. So what you all are going to have the opportunity to do is pair up, just pairs, so it can go fast. Just pair up with one other person, and what you're going to do is you're going to live from your dreams. What does that sound like? Well, I'm pretty good at this. So it might sound like this. If I were paired up with someone, just talk to me. Just say, get the conversation started, Robert.
Sure. What are we doing today?
I'm doing what I do every day. I'm living the dream. And living my dream, you all, is... in the very near future, you will see me being interviewed by Oprah on Super Soul Sunday. Yeah. And you know why? Because I mailed her my book. And she read it, and she liked it. And she said, you've got some wisdom to share. And before I get to the show, guess what? It's on the number one bestsellers list, not only in New York, on Amazon, and every place else. I'm living my dream. Yeah. Your turn. Dare to dream. Thank you. let you know. I'll let you know. Yeah. Yeah. If they don't send me one, you're for hire. Yeah. Come back to reality. Come back. Come back to reality. Come back to reality. But how did that feel? It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. And you know what? Just tell all those naysayers, those people who say that that's child's play, then be childlike. Because what I know is that when we dare to dream and when we dare to give life to our dreams, not only here, but when we speak our word has the power to ignite the law of manifestation, the law of correspondence. It will produce for you in your experience the corresponding thought that's in your mind. So give life to your dreams by speaking your word. And you heard at the beginning, in the beginning there was the word. And the word was God. And so we are co-creators with God. And we have the same abilities and the same powers. So I invite you to remember to use the power of imagination. And when you take the course now, the 12 powers, they have the powers in tandem, one with another, and imagination is in tandem with faith. So you imagine the things that you want made manifest, and then you just trust and you know that the universal laws are conspiring to that end. That's where the faith comes in. The other thing, however, is faith without works is dead. So have those dreams and then do something every day towards manifestation of those dreams. It might be research. It might be making a telephone call. It might be note to self to do something. But take some action every day, because what I know is I feel so empowered when I do that, because I know that I am the only thing standing between myself and my dream. So I'd like for you all to affirm some things with me. I will say it first, and then I'd like for you to repeat it. And it says, I hold a vision of peace for the entire world.
I hold a vision of peace for the entire world.
I live in harmony with everyone and everything. I live fully from my divine identity.
I live fully from my divine identity.
I keep my vision positive.
I keep my vision positive.
My abundance is unlimited.
My abundance is unlimited.
And just breathe that in. And so in closing, I remind you, the world of reality has its limits. The world of imagination is boundless. And so it is.